Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to study the subject of fruitfulness. Did you know that it is your appointment from God, your divine assignment, that you should bear fruit in this life? In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus made it very clear. He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." This is a very clear indication of what your divine purpose in life is all about. Jesus said, "You may not have chosen me, I chose you, but I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit." That's God's specific assignment for you. In the Amplified translation of John 15:16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you, I have planted you, that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain, abide." God wants your life to be a reflection of the fulfillment of this verse. God wants your life to be fruitful, to bear fruit, and that this fruit that comes forth from your life shall be lasting. It'll remain. It will continue on. If you took a quick assessment of your own life, would you say that your life is fruitful? Is there fruitfulness being exhibited in your personal character, in your personal relationships, in your spiritual growth? Do you have fruit in your life right now? It is your purpose in the earth to bring forth fruit that glorifies God, and that fruit in your life would be lasting fruit. But what is fruit, and what is this verse referring to? In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, we find the familiar passage that specifically enunciate the types of fruit that come forth from the Spirit of God in a person's life. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So these nine fruit of the Spirit are very specific, and they deal with qualities that should be coming forth from the very character of an individual who has been born again through the life and blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Have you got fruit in your life today? Can people take a look at you and say that they see the fruit of love operating in your life? Love should be the most obvious fruit in your life. Galatians 5:22 places that fruit first of all in the list. And then we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it says, "And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Love is the fruit that should be most evident in the life of a Christian. God wants us to major in love in our lives. It truly should be the most predominant fruit in your life today. John 13:35 tells us these words of Jesus, "By this all will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Jesus majored in love. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you should also love one another." Love definitely should be the first and foremost fruit of the Spirit in the born-again believer's life. Why does God want fruit in our lives? In John 15, verse 8, Jesus answers this question. It says, "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." The first thing that this scripture tells us is that fruit in a person's life, in a Christian's life, brings glory to God. It honors God. It brings glory to God. And the second part of this is that fruitfulness in a Christian's life brings proof to the world that that person is a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the amazing story told by Jackie Pullinger in her autobiographical book called Chasing the Dragon, this amazing young woman at the age of 20 left her comfortable life in England and went to Hong Kong during the 1960s as a single woman because she felt the leading of God to go and to work in that area, bringing the love of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Chinese. Now, Jackie Pullinger was not a trained missionary. She did not have a mission board behind her. She was not sent by any church group. She had no funding or finances backing her up. But at the word of the Lord, Jackie Pullinger left home and family and comfort of her Western lifestyle and moved to Hong Kong and lived in an area that is known as the Walled City. And the Walled City is a few acres in diameter and houses 30,000 or more people in one of the most squalid and vile environments in all of Asia. It is filled with gambling dens and opium dens and every kind of vice. Prostitution and pornography abound there. Jackie felt drawn by the Lord to that place. And in faith and with much prayer, she began to minister to these lowest of the low, the drug-addicted heroin addicts who lived and died in the area called the Walled City. The place had absolutely no sanitary facilities. There was no running water to any of the squalid hovels that people called their homes in that area. But Jackie began to share the love of God with those who lived there. And a most amazing thing happened, as anyone who's ever stepped out in faith, trusted God, and walked in the Holy Spirit can attest. People began to respond to the love of God. And one by one, she began to see the conversion and the complete deliverance of former heroin addicts. When John 15:8 says, "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples," this word is illustrated beautifully in Jackie's story. One by one, as these heroin addicts became born again Christians, completely set free by the power of God from their heroin addiction, their lives changed dramatically. Their physical appearance changed. Their countenance changed. Their character changed. The ones who were thieves stealing to fund their habit stopped stealing. Families that were devastated by the drug addiction began to be healed and restored. Other gang members who knew these drug-addicted men began to come out of the woodwork to talk with Jackie Pullinger. Why? Because they began to see fruit in the lives of those they had known who had been in the same bondage of darkness that they had been in. "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." One gang member after another began to come and tell her, "Because we can see that Jesus must be real because of the change in this one's life, in this one's life." One addict said, "Now this guy is the meanest drug addict of them all. And if he can change, then God must be real." By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. God wants fruit in your life that will draw people, that will cause people to say, God must be real because I can see the fruit in your life. Do you have fruit today in your personal life? Is your character exemplifying the fruits of the Spirit? Is love and joy and peace and patience in the midst of great difficulty being exhibited through your life and thereby drawing others to the Lord? This is God's heart for you. You did not choose him, but he chose you, and he has appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. That's all the time we have for today. We're going to continue studying this subject of fruitfulness. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.